Oh, good. You're right on schedule. I was starting to wonder when you would be walking into my chambers, puppy. Did you manage to finish all your chores for today? So, if I were to walk downstairs, all the curtains would be drawn closed for the night. The floor would be clean enough that you would happily lick your meal off of it. And there is not a single book misplaced, correct? That's why you're the best puppy. I don't think I could trust anyone else to the level of detail that I trust you. I trained you well, but really, it was all you. You made it so easy for me, didn't you? Didn't even fight me on the uniform despite all the frills. You like how pretty and dainty it makes you feel, don't you? That's my sweet puppy. Why don't you give me one last spin in your cute dress tonight? Then I'm gonna tear it off of you. Oh, look at you, listening so well. You're such a good pet for the queen, looking so pretty in your frilly little maid dress. I don't even care if the other maid pets are upset with my blatant favoritism. The only opinion that matters to me is yours. You deserve all the affection I shower you in. Part of the perks of being the queen's favorite, right? You certainly don't mind the status of being my favorite pet, do you? And that's all that matters to me. Want to keep my best-kept pet happy? Why don't you come sit next to me, puppy? I know you're eager to get off those feet. I've missed having you next to me. It's so difficult to watch you work and try to keep things professional. It's not that I have to. Not like anyone is going to tell me I can't take what is mine in front of everyone. Perks of being the queen to your own kingdom and all that. It's the fact that I respect you too much to treat you so poorly. You deserve better than that. You're not some cheap toy for me to play with in front of others. You're special, puppy. One of a kind. You know that. That's why I picked you in the first place. I see something in you that others didn't. When that envoy came to my Elven City, it was me who decided who would stay from your kingdom. As I inspected each and every one of you, I could see on your face that you didn't think you would get chosen despite your want to be. Are you happy that I ended up picking you, pets? That makes me very happy to hear, puppy. You're so sweet to me. Easily going where I push you. Leaning backwards so I can crawl on top of you. Oh, you look so good underneath me. Feel even better. Oh. Look at you, already spreading your legs. Did you make sure you were prepared before you came to me? You're so well trained, Puff. Who else could I expect to be as amazing as you? You're nothing less than perfect for me, puppy. Yes. Always on your best behavior. So fucking good for me, pet. So eager for my clips. Never hold back with what you want, do you? Lift up your skirt for me, puppy. I want to see what's underneath. Oh, so good. Look at you. Not even hesitating. Showing me your needy hole like I asked. Is this where you want Master's clit, puppy? Should Master give in and fuck her desperate pup? You already feel better with something inside you, don't you? Just hate the feeling of being empty so much, puppy. It's okay. That's why Master's here. I've got you, pet. Yes, I do. So tight around me. Gripping my clit with everything you have. You always knew that elves had different mating habits. We had to. We lived thousands of years. But you were unsure of how it worked until you got to experience it firsthand, right? Oh, you were so cute that first time. Feeling my clit slide inside you. The elven clitoris is able to suck up semen if she wishes to get pregnant from a semen sac inside of an elven pussy. But since you are just a puppy, we don't have to worry about any of that, do we? No, I can just fuck into you. Rubbing against that special spot that makes you moan. Reaching down and starting to stroke you in time with me. Oh, that's it, pet. Want you to feel good, too. You did such a good job cleaning the manor. Yes, you did. You've made Master so proud. You're the best puppy in the world. That's why you get to feel good. Good puppies get to come, right? Melting into the pleasure I give you. You don't have to do anything but take it like the sweet pea you are, right? Oh, yeah. Wet hole eagerly taking whatever I give you as lewd noises fill the air. That's it. Why don't you bark for me, puppy? Let me hear that voice of yours. Oh, such an obedient pup. Bet you could feel that twitch from my clit when you barked like that. Love when you make your adorable puppy noises. Yes, I do. Oh, always push Master just a bit closer to the edge. You like that, don't you? Like how it feels to have your tail being wrapped around my hands, making a little whimper as I pull on it. Oh, that's it. Feels so good, doesn't it? That's my good puppy. Taking everything Master gives you so well. You're perfect, pup. Maybe I shouldn't have you spend most of your day cleaning, considering how good you're making me feel right now. Maybe I should have spent all day in bed fucking your brains out. Oh well, there's always tomorrow to remedy my mistake of today, isn't there? Yeah, that's right. You're not going to complain about getting clit 2 days in a row, are you? No, of course you're not. Not when Master's clit makes you feel so fucking good. My hand continues with the pace as your hips rock against me. My other hand wraps firmly around your tail as I pound into you. Yeah. What a good puppy. Wish I could show you what you look like from my point of view. You would see why I'm so obsessed with you, pup. You're breathtaking like this. It really was a bad idea to have you spend a day cleaning. You could have just as easily spent your day like this, impaled on my clit, making me feel good. Love how easily it splits your hole open, don't you? Stretching you nice and wide, regardless of how well you prepared yourself. It's just never enough, is it? My clit is somehow always so much bigger than you remember it being. It's cute how you get my anatomy confused with yours, thinking I'm going to have something similar to you, despite you being a puppy and me being an elf. It's one of the things that endears me to you, pup. You're so dumb when you feel good. It's so fucking cute. I just can't get enough of it. It's like once something slides inside you, all rational thought just goes out the window. You can't form a thought beyond how good it feels to be fucked. You can't think of anything besides how amazing my hand is making you feel. The pleasure is almost blinding, isn't it? Yeah. Clenching your eyes so that you can focus on how good you feel. That's it. You're not going to come before Master, are you? Master taught you better than that, didn't she? That's right, Pat. You're going to wait for permission. Going to come when Master lets you. At the end of the day, you're my puppy, aren't you? Oh, and you don't belong to anyone else. Others might stare at you cleaning or ask if you're available. But I'll always remind them that you belong to me. You're my puppy. And if you want to fuck them, you would make it clear to me, wouldn't you? Yeah, of course you would. But the only one you want is me, your queen. You don't even look at the others. Why would you? You have the best for your owner, don't you? That's right, puppy. Making Master feel so good. You're so amazing, Pat. Yes, you are. Oh, keep it up. Taking it so well. Oh, just just look at you, doing such a good job for me. Don't hold back. Don't hold any of your noises from me. If you need to be loud, then be loud. This is my house, and I make the rules. No, don't want you to keep those noises to yourself. Master adores how you sound, pet. Pushes me even closer to the edge. Let Master know how good she's making you feel. How much you love her clit. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm, like that. That's better. So obedient, so docile. Never look better than when you're like this, laying on your back, moaning weakly as my hand continues to tug on your tail, all fucked out for me. Not a single thought in your head except how badly you want to come, but you're desperate to show what a good puppy you are. You're so close to letting go for me, aren't you? No, fuck. Oh, it's okay. I want you to stay right there, right on edge. You can handle that, can't you? Oh, I know you can. You're willing to do anything for an orgasm. Yes, you are. Train that into you myself. You're so wonderful, so pliant, so obedient. Oh, fuck. That's why you're my favorite. No one could even hold a candle to how good you are. Always make me feel so amazing. I don't want anyone besides you. You're the best pet I could have asked for. It's like you're out of a dream or something. Oh, fuck. It feels so good wrapped around me. Inching me closer to my own release. Oh, so fucking tight, puppy. Oh, look at you. You're close. Just like me, aren't you? How badly do you want to come, pup? Are you willing to beg for it? Then beg, puppy. Beg for Master to let you come. You sound so wrecked, pet. For that alone, you deserve to come. Yes, you do. You're such a good one for Master. So let go, pet. Go with Master. That's a good puppy. You enjoyed yourself, didn't you? That's what Master likes to hear. There is nothing better than getting fucked after a long, hard day of cleaning, is there? It's your reward for being the best staff member during the day. If you weren't always on your best behavior, then you wouldn't get so many treats. But Master can't help but spoil you when you're this good for me. It would be a crime to not shower you in affection when you're so polite. Oh, I just love you so much, puppy. Yes, I do. My favorite pet in the world. Always going to pick you if I have the option. Don't want any of the others nearly as much as I want you. No, I don't. You mold so perfectly against me. Holding you in my arms just feels right, doesn't it? Seeing you like this, all fucked out and relaxed, It's making me consider giving you a promotion. I don't know if it's right to have you as a maid that cleans the entire house. While you do a good job, and I love rewarding you for it, I think your talents could shine elsewhere. I am an older woman and could really use the help. Besides, you're so good at other things, aren't you? I think tomorrow morning I'm going to draw up the paperwork to have you be my official maid, not the entire house's. That way, you can keep my room in tip-top condition. You'll never be too far away from me either, and you'll get to tend to all my needs throughout the day. If you happen to be good during the day and follow all your orders, then I'll bring you back to my chambers every single night and reward you just like this. I'll even let you sleep with me so you don't have to go back to your quarters and spend the nights alone anymore. How does that sound? Yes, I'm being serious. I think a puppy like you is much too precious to be doing that kind of labor anymore. It doesn't suit you. You've proved to me how much you care about me, and I've grown to care a lot about you, pup. I'm not afraid to say that I love you. You've heard me say it before, haven't you? Then you know it's the truth. You might have come here as a present, but you've become so much more to me. I didn't think you would mean as much as you do, but here we are. I figured you would join the rest of the staff and I wouldn't think about you ever again. But I've never been happier to be proven wrong. You're simply unforgettable, pup. I should have seen that the first time I laid eyes on you. You were meant to be mine. It was a fate that neither of us could deny. I will always, always be your home, puppy. I swear on this life and the next, there is no one I want more than you. I love you, pup. I want to give you this promotion not just because you've earned it, but because there is no one, and I mean no one, I would trust with this duty more than you. You're special to me, puppy, and I'm going to spend the rest of my days showing you exactly what that means.